good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. About half of Pennsylvania counties have eased coronavirus shutdown restrictions. More businesses are allowed to reopen in these counties, along with all child care providers. Child care is essential for workers who are returning to the job, but many providers in these counties are reopening slowly. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports this industry may be a bellwether for just how tricky it will be to fully reopen the state.
Rachel Johnson and her husband run the step-by-step school for early learning for 300 kids in State College. When they closed in late March, they had to lay off 60 employees. Even so, Rachel says, she was sort of grateful for the governor's shutdown order.
I mean, at that point, it was sad and scary, but also in a way easy because the choice was made for us. You know, it was like, okay, well, we have to close. There's nothing to think about.
Fast forward 2 months, and the Johnsons faced a question, this time alone. Should they reopen? They decided to do it. They felt an obligation to parents who are now returning to work and count on them for childcare. Financially, it's not so clear-cut. Of their 300 kids, only a few dozen have opted to return, far fewer than they need to turn a profit. Here's Rachel's husband, Rob.
You know, it'd be a lot easier to make a case to your lenders that you can't pay your bills because you're not open when you are actually not open.
Besides rent and utilities, the Johnsons have also had to purchase way more cleaning supplies and have hired back more teachers than they might have otherwise to keep class sizes small. Rachel says all of this puts them in an uncomfortable position. They need more kids to come back for the business to survive, but they understand why their parents might still be reluctant to send them.
You know, you almost look like the bad guy by trying to convince them to send their kids back. Going out there and saying, support your local economy is going to make you look bad if at the same time you're basically saying, put your kids in danger, you know?
These concerns are leading child care providers across the counties that are reopening to move slowly, says Jen DeBell. She's the executive director of the Pennsylvania Association for the Education of Young Children.
So they're starting with having a staff meeting, making sure everybody's aware of what has to be done, that's new requirements around cleaning and sanitation. And then they may reopen one classroom at a time, again, based on how many parents actually need the care.
Pennsylvania officials are asking providers to follow federal guidelines that include frequent sanitizing, social distancing whenever possible, and masks on kids older than two. Supplies and training to meet those guidelines are expensive, and revenue is way down for most providers. The state has received $100 million of federal aid for child care, but hasn't announced how or when it'll spend that money. DeBell says the need is now.
Child care is a business like all of the others that are struggling through this crisis, but this business is the one everyone else relies upon to make sure families can work.
Rashana Holman is grateful her kids' child care center reopened last week. Holman, who lives in Erie, works at a convenience store, a job considered essential. When her 9-year-old daughter's school and daycare shut down in March, the single mom had to scramble to find a place for her.
I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this? I don't want to put the burden on my father to watch my daughter, but he's like all that I have.
For the last 2 months, Holman's daughter has spent most of her time at Holman's dad's house. It was a big ask. Her dad has diabetes and is already taking care of his wife, who has dementia. So when Holman's daughter's daycare reopened last week, Holman sent her back. But she says she's not sure that was the right choice.
I was kind of freaking out because I didn't know, like, the situation. You know, I don't know where anybody's at. I don't know if they're fit around their family that has it. Like, I don't know. I'm still kind of thinking that I might take her out of daycare.
If she did, she would be part of the majority. Less than 30% of the kids at Holman's childcare have returned so far. Stats like that are common and disconcerting to childcare advocates, who say many providers across the state are on shaky financial footing right now. If childcare providers fail, these advocates say the effects would ripple out across the economy, slowing down the recovery by making it harder for employers to ask parents to get back to work as usual. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.